with the theme Building an Innovative, Invigorated, Interconnected, and Inclusive World Economy, the forthcoming Hangzhou G20 Summit will focus on major issues in the world economy and finance, as well as finding new ways to boost economic growth. As Western economies show signs of stagnation, reforms and imports are declining, and manufacturing sectors are shrinking in developing countries, the problem of how to establish more effective ways of resisting financial risks and promote free trade will likely dominate this year's summit agenda. As the world's largest emerging market, China has always sought to make economic development a priority. Su Xiaohui from the China Institute of International Studies says because other countries believe China could be the right party to find the right solutions that they agreed, they were keen for China to host the event.
It's a very important summit for all the countries in the world. Well, I would like to say that China would like to host this summit. It is because that the other countries would love China to host it. In recent years, there has been a lot of problems in the world economy, and all the countries in the world, including the countries from G20, would like to find out some solution. And they believe that China might be the right party to find out the right solution and for the current world economy.
The expert added that the G20 will be a chance for member nations to formulate an action plan on the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Apart from pushing for global trade and financial regulatory reforms, China is expected to focus on issues such as energy efficiency and infrastructure.
China has its own contribution to this platform. China is providing some new ideas, developing countries' ideas. And as for the developed countries, China has made some very successful achievements like the AIIB, which is a very big idea and has been supported by many countries in the world. It is an opportunity for the countries in the world and to try to benefit from this idea. At the same time, China would like to provide some new energy like the innovation and green finance.
At a news conference, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lu Kang said the G20 Hangzhou Summit is likely to be one of the most fruitful summits, as it is expected to reach nearly 30 outcomes. Officials say that preparations have been intense but orderly and made in an open, transparent, and inclusive manner. China, especially Hangzhou, has started the 10-day countdown to the biggest diplomatic event of the year. For CRI, this is Huang Yue.